This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with the news. The headlines first. Lower House concludes budget discussion amid opposition protest. Federal Civil Service Bill on agenda today. NDRRMA calls on all agencies to strengthen disaster preparedness, citing above average rainfall forecast. Foreign Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deuba seeks update on Nepalese in Israel from Ambassador Bas. And explosions rock Iranian capital Tehran. U.S. President Donald Trump tells everyone to evacuate immediately. Now, the news in detail. The House of Representatives has concluded that the general discussion on the annual estimates of revenue and expenditure for the upcoming fiscal year. Despite continued obstruction by the opposition, Rashtriya Swatantra Party and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party demanding a parliamentary probe into the visit visa scam, the House proceeded with the budget deliberations. Meanwhile, the House unanimously approved the proposal to consider the Appropriation Bill 2082 tabled by Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel. Furthermore, Speaker Devaraj Ghimire announced that budget discussion for various ministries will take place on June 19th, 20th and 21st, and a special question and answer session with Prime Minister is scheduled for June 20th. The House is set to reconvene today at 1 p.m. with plans to pass the Federal Civil Service Bill. Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Rajkumar Gupta will present the bill accompanied by a report from the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee. Committee Chairperson Ramhari Khatiwara will also present the committee's report on Nepal Citizenship Second Amendment Bill 2082. Likewise, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel has assured that alliance between the Nepali Congress and the CPN-UML will remain intact despite opposition attempts to create divisions over the upcoming fiscal year's budget. Speaking in the House of Representatives yesterday, Minister Paudel urged critics to focus on constructive works rather than spreading unfounded claims. He also held the previous government responsible for the country's weakening economic condition and Nepal's placement on the Financial Action Task Force grey list, emphasizing that the new budget includes strategies to address these issues. Similarly, the Federation of Nepal Gold, Silver, Gem and Jewelry Associations has urged the government to reconsider its decision to impose value-added tax VAT on diamonds and precious stones, along with a 2% luxury tax on gold items. At a press conference yesterday, the Federation chair warned that these taxes could severely impact the industry, potentially forcing some businesses to shut down. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, NDRRMA, has called on all government parties from the central to the local level to complete disaster preparedness and management tasks as outlined in the National Action Plan for Monsoon Preparedness and Response 2082. Authority spokesperson Ram Bahadur KC stated that with forecast indicating higher than average rainfall across much of the country this monsoon, all agencies must fully carry out their assigned responsibilities. The public and concerned institutions have been urged to closely follow weather bulletins, early warnings and messages-based alerts issued by the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, NDRRMA, and other relevant bodies. Emphasis has been placed on heightened vigilance against potential floods and other weather-related hazards. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has directed Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak to take legal action against individuals involved in vandalism and violent activities at Tribhuvan University. During a meeting with university officials at Singhadarbar yesterday, Prime Minister Oli, who also serves as the Chancellor of the TU, said he had raised the issue with the Home Minister. Officiating Vice Chancellor Professor Dr. Khadga KC submitted a memorandum to the Prime Minister urging the government to ensure a peaceful academic environment by strengthening security on campus. He also expressed concern over the release of suspects despite police complaints and demanded that appropriate action be taken against those responsible for the unrest. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzur Rana Deoba received updates on the ongoing Israel-Iran conflict and the latest political developments during a meeting with Israel's ambassador to Nepal, Samulik Eric Bas, at her office yesterday. Minister Dr. Rana expressed concern over the safety of Nepali nationals in Israel and urged the Israeli government to provide necessary assistance and secure shelter for them. The ambassador assured her that Nepalese in Israel remain safe. Earlier, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs confirmed that Nepali citizens in both Israel and Iran are currently safe. Minister Deoba also held separate conversations with Nepal's ambassadors to Israel and Qatar, instructing them to stay alert regarding the safety of Nepali citizens. Qatar is currently playing a mediator's role in efforts to de-escalate the conflict. President Ramchandra Pauril has called for policy and regulatory reforms in Chure conservation efforts, emphasizing the need for evidence-based action and stronger organizational structure for the Chure Tarai Madhes Conservation Development Board. Speaking at a special event marking Chure Conservation Day 2082 in Kawaswati, Nawalparasi yesterday, the President urged all concerned parties to take the issue seriously and review the Board's achievements to enhance conservation outcomes. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero raichau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithivi Subba Gurung has stressed the need for collaboration among all three tiers of government to advance the information technology sector. Speaking at a program held at the ministry yesterday to review National Information and Communication Technology Day 2082, Minister Gurung highlighted the importance of expanding IT development down to the local level. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey has praised the reconstruction of the earthquake-damaged heritages of Kathmandu, Bhaktapur and Patan Darbar Squares, saying it reflects progress in the country's development culture. Speaking at a seminar organized by Nepal Academy and Religious and Cultural Journalist Society yesterday, Minister Pandey highlighted the availability of skilled human resources during the reconstruction process. Now on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued an urgent warning to residents of Tehran, urging them to evacuate the city immediately as explosions rocked the Iranian capital and several other cities across the country. The city is home to more than 10 million people. Iranian media have reported multiple explosions in the capital, while an Israeli airstrike on Monday targeted Iran's state broadcaster. The head of the UN nuclear watchdog also confirmed significant damage to Iran's largest uranium enrichment facility. The conflict between Israel and Iran has now entered its fifth day. Early on Tuesday, air raid sirens were heard in Tel Aviv as Iran launched a new wave of missile attacks toward Israel. Iran claims that more than 224 of its citizens, most of them civilians, have been killed in the ongoing conflict. The escalation began with surprise Israeli air assault that reportedly eliminated much of Iran's top military leadership and leading nuclear scientist. Meanwhile, U.S. President Trump is cutting short his participation in the G7 summit in Canada due to intensifying Middle East crisis. Now, the general weather forecast for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has predicted that today's weather is likely to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of all over the country, with chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at one or two places in Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. There are chances of light snowfall at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of the rest of the provinces. The division explained that westerly and local winds currently affect the western parts of the country, while monsoon winds influence the Kosi, Bagmati, most of the Gandaki province and a few areas in the eastern region of Lumbini province. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 18 to 20 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 28 and 30 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Lower House concludes budget discussion amid opposition protest. Federal Civil Service Bill on agenda today. NDRRMA calls on all agencies to strengthen disaster preparedness, citing above average rainfall forecast. Foreign Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba seeks update on Nepalese in Israel from Ambassador Bas. And explosions rock Iranian capital Tehran. U.S. President Trump tells everyone to evacuate immediately. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.